Members of the Salt Lake City Council have doubts about a plan to build two new homeless shelters that sleep 250 people each. They say more shelters with fewer beds would better serve the homeless and the communities where they're built. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams has pitched a plan to build two detox centers, two 250-bed shelters, and a family resource center. Salt Lake City is in charge of deciding where the two new shelters should go. At Tuesday's council work session, Councilman Derek Kitchen questioned whether the shelters should be limited to two. He lives next to the new Volunteers of America Youth Resource Center, which has 30 overnight beds.
Now that that's been operational for a few months, I will say that even 30 beds has a real impact in the neighborhood, and it's programmed really well.
Councilwoman Lisa Ramsey Adams suggested five shelters at 100 beds each, which she acknowledged would be a more costly endeavor.
And if we have funders, whether they be legislators or whether they be private donations, who think that we're asking too much of them, join us on a walk along 500 West and see what folks are experiencing.
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski said that number was born out of a year of research.
I'm greatly concerned about numbers coming out of nowhere. Like we somehow think 100 will work better.
Biskupski said council members haven't been as involved in the process as they could be.
I think they would be much more well-informed. So I think it's a matter of us now helping them get informed.
There was some confusion among the council and mayor's office about whether the $27 million state lawmakers agreed to set aside for the new shelters was contingent on the 250-bed configuration. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says it's not, and he's open to different ideas, but that likely means going to the legislature for more money. Whitney Evans, KUER News.